much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
The following program contains material that is just too cute. Viewer discretion is advised.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have them and how cute they are and their ears and the whiskers and the nose. I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want them in a bow tie. I want them to be on a rainbow, and just in my bed, and I just want a house full of them, and I just want them to roll around.
And now...
Damn, that's cray-cray in a good way right there.
Our feature presentation.
Oh my God, it's raining!
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Fine.
Thank God. I was worried.
Why were you worried?
I worry about everyone when it rains.
It's not
it
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Pouring.
It's not, yeah, it is raining pretty hard.
What's going to happen?
People. Well, there will be more accidents than normal.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you need to panic.
Totally kidding.
Okay, good. This is the answer.
You are all going to die tonight.
Yeah.
You might want to leave a little early for work today.
Yeah. Maybe now if you work at 10.
Yeah.
Might be smart.
Because I usually leave when I did, and I usually get here like 10 minutes earlier, and it's not the case today. So, good times.
Yeah.
Who saw Monday Night Football last night?
Yes, me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The 49ers.
Wow.
And the Vikings.
What was that?
Chip, did you watch any of that game?
I saw the first game.
I swear to God, it might have been the worst game ever.
Oh, no, it was the worst game ever.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
It was... insanely bad.
If this was a Pop Warner game, you would have left to get refreshments. You'd be like, I think someone needs something. I'll be right back.
Even if my kid was playing.
Absolutely.
I'd just be, I'm out.
Yeah. Horrible.
It started out being super dull, but then I started really like laughing and getting into it because they would kick a punt and it would go 15 yards and they had penalty after penalty after penalty. And the 49ers, I think it was, doesn't matter, scored on an 80-yard run, but there were two penalties on the play. So they backed
called
them all the
back,
way
up
to the 10-yard line. They had a 90 yards to go. It was everything that could have possibly gone wrong did. It was great. Guys were passing, dropping passes. It was just a quarterback for the Vikings ran into his offensive lineman. I mean, it was Three Stooges.
It was excellent. But at least we had Berman and Dilfer. So. Ow. It was painful.
Yeah, it was painful.
Yeah.
But who picked the 49ers?
Kevin did.
In the suicide pool.
Kevin did.
Now, a lot of people think, hey, that's dumb.
We're like, why do you want out of this pool so bad?
Two reasons. One, because I never win the suicide pool.
Sure.
So I thought I would go with a different plan this year, which is to pick the bad teams early so that later in the year when you need the good teams available, and you'll most likely go out early. But if you don't, then you got it. And also RJ Bell.
Exactly why I did it as well. I did it in a gambling pool. 60 people. I was the only one. 60 people.
RJ Bell says in the NFL, and this is our guy in Vegas that always gives us the odds and tells us about the betting on the NFL. He tells us that the good teams are never as good as everybody says, and the bad teams are never as bad as everybody says.
Yeah.
So he was saying, you know, pick the 49ers.
Yeah.
They're not as bad as everybody says. Boy, I'll tell you, it sure looked like it for that entire game.
Yeah.
Except for the Vikings were worse.
Yeah.
They were just...
They looked horrible.
It was really... I really enjoyed that game.
Now, I've never been around after a Eagles loss. What can I expect?
I will tell you what to expect.
Okay.
Ralph Garman is the hugest Eagles fan in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when they lose, he's perfectly fine. He would rather they didn't, but most of the time, he'll just show up and go, you know what? Just didn't play good enough. Next week, he's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because Dave's going to gloat. You know, Dave and Ralph had a bet on the other Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
And Atlanta, you know, beat the Eagles. But he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. Yeah. In general, he is.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
On the program today, we have Kurt Sutter, creator of Sons of Anarchy, who has Bastard Executioner, which comes on tonight.
I can't wait to see you host the after show.
I'm not sure I see that happening, but we will see. But anyway, it's on for 2 hours tonight, and I just can't wait. Yeah. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, so we're going to talk to him about that. We have comedian Brian Regan in the studio. We have Allie's Going to Die. We'll tell you how and why.
What?
Well, Allie told us yesterday after the show that she has booked a room in an Airbnb.
Yep.
And no one is more suspicious about murder in every movement that anyone makes
it's
other than
so
Allie.
It's so out of character. And I, like, when I press send, I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm going to die.
Well, so we're going to take horror stories. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have people call and say, you went to an Airbnb and it went south quick. And that'll fill you with the confidence that you need to go be there. Also on the program today, there is there's a woman and a daughter. I don't know if you've seen this video or not, but woman and her daughter getting plastic surgery so that they look like twins.
Yeah, they're best friends, Kevin.
They look like twins.
They're besties.
And the daughter is A, stripping, and B, has a sugar daddy.
So they can afford more plastic surgery.
Correct.
Like.
I don't quite understand what the mother's doing with all of this. Like, is she providing any part of it? I don't think so. I think the younger daughter is just doing all the work. But they look like you would expect them to look. It's just nightmarish.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Disaster looks, man. Their lips are huge. They just look. They look cartoonish.
Yeah.
They're cartoonish. I like what they're doing. I think they should keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Brand new internet roundup as well on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55. Ralph Garman is here for a look at our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
It is Tuesday. That means it's new release day, at least when it comes to DVDs. Of course, music new release day has been moved to Friday. new DVDs out today if you want to pick up, if you still buy DVDs. I guess just new released movies. Furious 7, Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, The Rock, of course. Cinderella, which my kids saw and loved, with Kate Blanchett and Lily James. Love and Mercy with Paul Dano and John Cusack. That's the Brian Wilson story.
I saw that.
What the what?
Because my wife took me. Yeah, and it was great.
You'll find, Allie, in the future that every once in a while, Kevin ends up going accidentally to see a good movie because his wife puts a lasso around him and drags him.
Thank God for her.
I know. She's great. And every time she does it, it's a movie he desperately doesn't want to see, and then he comes and says, that was pretty good. I'm surprised I'm much like that. That was good. So we say to Kevin, then you'll probably go to another small independent film sometime soon. No, that'd be ridiculous, stupid, dumb, absurd.
I want a good movie.
And you get a good one when you go to see what your wife wants to see.
Not always.
Almost always. She's got a better record than you do when it comes to good movies.
Well, everyone has a better record.
Well, that's true. TV shows on DVD, Big Bang Theory Season 8. Marvel's Agent Carter Season 1. If you'd like to see Announcer Boy in action, you can pick that up. Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2. Aquarius Season 1?
One, I think that's all there is. Yeah.
That's all there's going to be. Let's just say the complete series. It's not coming back, is it?
Aquarius? I think it is.
Is it
really? I think it was renewed. There's so much more to learn from. He did acid in one episode.
Right?
Yeah. He did acid, and then he went to a Christmas party. It was good times.
I'm surprised. The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. Now, look, I was never a Limp Bizkit fan, but I had no idea he was even dead.
That's Fred Durst.
Or apparently accused of murder, says here. And that's just, maybe
that's Fred Durst.
Maybe someone saw that flat-billed hat and decided to attack him. Maybe it was self-defense.
Hey, Ralph, that's Fred Durst. That's a different person. Done.
Oh, thanks, kids. And Empire, Season 1.
Empire.
Is available.
When does the one-man show of Empire come out?
Well, we're gonna try it out off-Broadway. Maybe, New Haven, Connecticut, one of those smaller theater towns. And then bring it to the Great White Way. Speaking of televisions and what's been canceled and what hasn't, NBC has announced they are renewing the Carmichael Show for a second season.
Excellent.
Oh.
The latest rating show, the sitcom, pulled in an average of 4.8 million total viewers. It was the number one comedy in the much sought after 18 to 49 age group. However, on the news, on the tail of that, rather, is some sad news. NBC has pulled the plug on Craig Robinson's Mr. Robinson.
Womp, womp, womp.
They canceled that show. I liked that show.
I did too.
Aww.
Damn them. Damn you, NBC. Hey, you know Kim Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
She's the mess.
She's the mess.
Yeah.
Well, she's the messiest of the messes.
True.
She was sentenced to 3 years summary probation yesterday, 30 days of community labor, and 52 AA meetings after pleading no contest to a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest. This is when she was at the Beverly Hills Hotel at the Polo Lounge there. She got into a drunken confrontation with cops and then would not leave the ladies' room.
Sure.
She had a meeting in the ladies' room.
She'll be back real soon.
She'll be back real soon. So that was her sentence. So you think she'd probably be on her best behavior, right?
Sure.
Well, according to TMZ.com, in a completely separate story, Kim Richards is really bothering people at a smoke shop in Sherman Oaks, California. She showed up several days in a row last week demanding Xanax. Word is the employees of the smoke shop, which, as you can imagine, sells paraphernalia for smoking.
They don't have Xanax.
That
right?
was their position, Kevin.
All right.
Behind the counter, they said, ma'am, we don't carry Xanax. We're a smoke shop. We can get you a bong or a pipe or a lighter.
So she didn't buy it and she came back the next
day? The next day, several times in the same week, day after day, insisting a family member told her that they've got the hookup. I know you're holding out on me. I had a cousin who told me you could get Xanax for me. So,
wow.
Yeah. She apparently not in good condition. Maybe she'd get one of those meetings as soon as possible. And we mentioned this yesterday when the news broke, but yes, it is true. The Donald has been replaced on the next season of Celebrity Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yay!
Yay!
Word is shooting will move from New York City to Los Angeles, as you can imagine. And things will be a lot more fun, say producers, because Arnold is charming.
Ouch.
And can attract bigger stars to the show. I didn't think about that aspect of it.
That's
he's probably
possible,
pulling
yeah.
some favors and get Harrison Ford selling pizza on the street for charity.
I'm sure he's going to get Harrison Ford.
Oh, but I bet he will. It'd be great.
It was pizza. Deep dish and thin crust.
It'd be great. No money raised because no one knows what Harrison's selling. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tom Hardy.
Oh. Yes, it is my birthday.
Bane, of course, 38 years old today. Ben Schwartz, Clyde from House of Lies, he's 34 years old. Speaking of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump. I had a Vanderpump once.
Yeah.
Worked.
Okay.
They're 55 years old. Oliver Stone, the director, 69, as is his good friend. Tommy Lee Jones. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kurt Sutter, creator of Sons of Anarchy, has a new show on tonight called Bastard Executioner. We're going to talk to him about 10 minutes.
Excellent.
How about that? Comes on FX tonight at 10. Right now, let's talk about a story that Ralph did in his showbiz yesterday, late in the day. It was announced that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the new host for Celebrity Apprentice.
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
How does that strike you?
I'm actually in.
You are?
Yeah. There were names being floated around. Magic Johnson was one, a couple other people. But if you think about it, he's pretty good. Businessman, got a lot of friends.
Is he a businessman?
Sure.
Okay.
He's got a lot of Hummers. Yeah, is he a businessman?
Well, we'll ask him because we have him on the phone. Actually, I don't even know if this is the music anymore.
That's right. He could have his own theme.
Hey, Arnold.
Money, 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 money. Money.
How are you today?
I'm strong.
You're strong, right?
Yeah. And I'm so pumped up, you know, to be doing, you know, the House of the Apprentice now. It's going to be incredible.
How'd this come about?
Well, Mark Brunette, the producer of the show, he called me up. He said, Arnold, do you want to be, you know, the host of the show when it comes back next year? And I said, that would be incredible. You know, I'm always looking to try new things because I like to stay hungry when it comes to experiences that I do, you know?
Stay hungry. Okay, got it. Got it. Is that going to be one of your new catchphrases? Like, Trump had you're fired. Are you going to have your own?
Well, you know, when we try to find the new apprentice, you know, the people that don't make it, I think I'm going to say, you're terminated. That's hot.
Is that a final decision?
Yeah, I would be the Terminator.
Right.
Okay.
You know, and on the days where, you know, where we have to let somebody go, I think that'll be Judgment Day. Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Right.
See what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, you're bringing the show to L.A., so that's a whole new look for the show, just city-wise. But do you have any dream apprentice contestants that you're going to bring in yourself?
I'm going to get all the biggest stars, you know. All of my friends, you know, that I've made over the years. I'd love to get, you know, Sly on the show. It would be awesome.
Have you already talked to him about it?
I haven't yet talked to him.
Okay.
For some reason, he's not returning my phone calls. I think, you know, to get him, you know, to get Bruce Willis, perhaps, you know. All the Expendables, you know, Jason Statham, get all those guys.
Mm-hmm. Do you think any of that's possible?
Absolutely. Because, you know, they'll be offered Terminator salvation for their careers when they come back, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And we'll find out, you know, who can do the best in the boardroom by telling true lies. Ah!
Wow.
You know, and the winners will end up a little, you know, money in their pockets for the charity. So when they walk, they'll jingle all the way with the money in their pockets, like if it's coins, you know?
Yeah, got it.
But it's, you know, great to be taking over for Donald Trump, you know, since his presidential campaign, you know, is going in such, you know, such a big way. And now he's the running man for president.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, Arnold, you
I
can...
hope, you know, with the blue states and the red states, he doesn't feel red heat in the upcoming election. That's all I'm saying.
Is this what we have to look forward to?
You know, luckily, you know, it's hard to make all these puns with all the movies that I've made.
Right.
But luckily for y'all, I have total recall when it comes to my movies. Yeah.
Coming up this morning, we are going to have Brian Regan in the studio.
Excellent.
Who's awesome. We also have a brand new internet roundup, and Allie's going to die, and we'll explain how and why. I'm just...
I don't love that.
Heads up.
Okay.
Just giving you a heads up.
Got it.
That's who I am, and that's what I do. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning. Right now, we have Kurt Sutter, the creator of Sons of Anarchy, who has a new show that debuts tonight on FX.
Oh,
very
yeah.
excited about that. Kurt, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, boys. How are you, man?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm pretty well.
So how long have you been working on The Bastard Executioner?
I started this about 3 months before Sons ended.
Oh, wow.
Is that can that be a frustrating thing where you're so far ahead of where everybody else is? Is that frustrating?
You know, I didn't plan on it. Like, I kind of wanted a day off. but, you know, it was one of those things where it just all sort of fell into place, and I loved the idea, and I loved the story, and had great people working with me. So, you know, it all sort of fell into place, and, you know, and it was slow. You know, putting a pilot together is just a slow process. So even though I had a writer's room, it was still kind of... more exploratory than, okay, you know, this is what we need to do in this episode, in this episode, in this episode. So it was a slower process, but it got a little, schizophrenic at points.
For people who haven't seen the trailers or anything, give them an idea of who it's about and in what world.
It takes place in, early 14th century Wales. It's sort of set in this environment of rebellion where the Welsh are sort of pushing back against Edward II after being, you know, sort of crushed and betrayed by his father, Edward I. And and our hero is an executioner, and he sort of comes to that occupation in a little bit of a circuitous way, and I continue to steal from good people in terms of Shakespeare. And you know, there's a I use the mistaken identity device, and a lot of I just I just keep stealing from really good people, and to sort of bring us into the world. And but it's it's really, it's just a fascinating, for me, it's a fascinating time in history when we are it's between the Crusades and the Renaissance. So Christianity and Roman Catholicism is just being jammed down people's throats, and we're about a half a generation away from believing trolls lived under the bridge. So,
well, you had me at our hero is an executioner. I mean, just lead with that.
I like that.
I am in.
I like that you did Sons of Anarchy, and then people were like, oh, I don't know, it's too violent. And then you went straight for the executioner was next. Are you?
That was my plan, my friend.
Are you hearing a lot of the same concerns about how it's only about violence, and are you having to sort of tell people, hey, give it a chance, it's not really about that, it's about family?
I think people who say that at this stage of the game, I just think they're going to hold on to that, and God bless them, they can go watch something else. But I think people that know what I do, or at least understand what I do, try to do, I think we'll plug in and give it a shot. My hope is that this will run, for 5 or 7 seasons, and then people will go back and watch Sons of Anarchy and go, this wasn't so violent.
No, it's a series premiere tonight at 10 p.m. on FX, but it's 2 hours. Did you know that was going to happen, or was this kind of a shock to you when they told you?
I didn't. It's an origin piece, mm-hmm. meaning that the pilot is really about the formation of the bigger narrative and the mythology. And so when you do something like that, there's a lot of story. There's a lot of there's a lot of players and ideas that you have to put on the table. I knew that to get all that information out in the first episode, so we could then begin the series, in our world with the people we have met, that it was going to be more than an hour. So I think they had a sense of that too. And my first my early drafts of the script, which I delivered about a week before we shot the pilot, there was I didn't write them to necessarily be 2 hours, but I think there was a sense of the scope of it. I've been at FX pretty much my whole career, and at 20th and Fox 21, and they trust me, and they dig what I do, so I have a relationship with them where we could sort of move the pieces in a way that allowed us to do that. And what we ended up doing is, instead of the pilot and 9 episodes, we did the pilot and 8 episodes. So we basically will then take that big premiere and probably at some point, find a separation point so that when we distribute it far and everything else, it'll actually be, 10 episodes. But so they've been very generous and understanding of what it is I'm trying to do.
We're talking to Kurt Sutter about The Bastard Executioner. The series premiere is tonight at 10 on FX. Katie, your wife is in this. Stephen Moyer from True Blood is in this, but I don't recognize the lead. Who's Lee Jones?
Lee Jones is a 95-year-old black blues singer. And he...
That seems unlikely.
That name. Lee is, we were looking for this. It's the hardest role sometimes to cast, and especially for this one, I just because of the time period and who this guy was, and he was a sort of warrior knight, that I knew I had to have a guy with physical presence. Like a big guy, and I couldn't hire a little Hollywood actor with a big head. So I we really had to expand the search, and And then, you know, we looked at so many great British actors, and they were just a little too polished. And then we started looking at the Aussies, man, and, you know, they just grow them big out there. and they're a little rough. Like, you know, they just reminded me, quite frankly, they remind me of American actors. There's a rawness and a spontaneity about them. And ironically, Lee was going back and forth to L.A. He was coming back here. He was living with his girlfriend at the time. He was back and forth. And so it was ironic that we got this tape from L.A. in London of this Australian guy. And Paris Barkley, who directed the pilot and who's my EP, we saw it and we flew him out to London. And he came into the room and, you know, he's a big guy. He's like 6'2", 6'3". He's a swimmer. He's got these huge shoulders. So he's sort of this hulking guy. And he was like physically perfect. And he gets up in the front of the room and I'm just saying to myself, I'm like, oh, please don't suck. Please don't suck. and he did not suck. He was great.
Well, from the trailer and pictures alone, I fully support this casting.
The choice, yeah.
Totally support it.
No, he's great. Because, you know, not to keep drawing the comparisons that, you know, people do, but he doesn't look anything like Charlie, but he has that quality that Charlie Hunnam had, which was, you know, Charlie was a good-looking guy, but he was a guy.
Yeah,
you know,
he wasn't
pretty. He's, you know what I mean? There was no, like, you know, and Lee has that same quality. It's like he's, you know, he's a guy, and he you know, he's handsome, but he's not pretty. You believe him. Like, when you see him in this pilot, my mandate for this creatively in terms of style was I did not want it to be cinematic. I did not want it to feel like any other period piece on TV. I wanted it to be really immersive. You know, it's a lot of handheld. I really, you know, my sense, I want people to come away from the pilot not only enjoying it, but really feeling like they need to take a shower. And
that's something, you know, to shoot, I mean, for right there.
Like, but you know what I mean? Just sort of like feeling it and you know, and I had all these fantastic actors. That was, you know, it's hard to say to not only your leading lady and all your actresses, especially when one of them is your wife, to say to them, okay, nobody's wearing makeup. You know, I'm gonna put prosthetics in your mouth that make your teeth look like you haven't brushed them ever.
Sweet.
And, you know, it's all about giving it some sense of realism and so that you never sort of yanked out of the period. And for the most part, I think we've managed to pull that off.
Well, Kurt, as you know, huge fans of Sons of Anarchy. It's been too long since that show went off, and I'm so excited that this show is coming on. It is The Bastard Executioner. The series premiere is tonight at 10 on FX, and we can't wait. And thank you for your time, Kurt. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I really love you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. It is 6:53, and
oh, my God, it's raining!
So you might want to leave a little earlier than normal for work.
Is the drought over yet?
There's a lot of that. Ralph is here now with our first, second look at the showbiz beat.
Drought my ass. I'm drowning out there. There's no drought. This is all conspiracy, man. It's like the global warming liars. Man.
Yeah. Here's the thing, people. No one should really have to be explained this scientific fact any longer, but it looks like we have to.
The drought is over.
The drought is not over.
Oh.
Because we don't get our water from rain, which runs off and goes into the ocean.
Why not?
We get our water from snow. Snow.
And
so the winter storms are the important ones, not the summer storms. All right, we good?
It's science.
I can stop saying, but we really need it.
Yep, you can stop saying that. Minute one.
We really need it.
We do. You know, this seems like a bad idea. Maybe we'll all be pleasantly surprised, but I don't have high hopes. Disney, which for the longest time, and don't get me wrong, I love Disney. Love everything they do.
Everything they do is great.
Everything they do is great. It's the perfect company. And Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, and
correct.
I look forward to going back soon. But lately they've had a run of, let's call it a lack of originality when it comes to their output. Seems like largely they've been focusing on taking their animated classics and then remaking them live action.
Right.
We've seen a spate of these films with Cinderella most recently, but there's been a couple Snow White films and, you know, more to come. Jungle Book is going to be remade. Now they're starting to cannibalize their live action catalog.
Okay.
Ready for a new Mary Poppins movie?
Oh.
I don't know if you can improve on Mary Poppins.
She's practically perfect.
She is. It's in the movie. She's practically perfect. They've announced a brand new Mary Poppins. Now, the good news is it's not going to be a remake. Apparently, it will be a sequel.
Okay.
But still, how do you out Julie Andrews as Mary Poppins? Which is a kid movie, by the way, that kids still watch today. It's not like this is some distant memory and nobody remembers this film. This is still a beloved classic that kids watch generation after generation. The film apparently will take place 20 years after the first film and use storylines from the original book series by P.L. Travers. There are more Mary Poppins books be explored. So it'll be Mary's continued adventures with the Banks family, but I guess the Banks kids will be all grown up at this point, and then maybe a lot of tykes of their own, and Mary will just fly in her umbrella and just make their room magically clean itself and give them sugar on a spoon with acid. That's what she did, right?
I don't think there was acid involved.
Didn't she give him a dose of acid?
No, it was medicine. It made the medicine.
Oh, was it medicine?
Yeah. No, I think it was actually medicine.
I've seen Kevin smoking his medicine quite often at live events too, so we all know what medicine means.
How dare you?
Quote unquote. The upside, however, I bet Bert the Chimney Sweep will have a better British accent this time around. I'm just guessing.
How dare you?
Dick Van Dyke's performance in that film is not perhaps his most convincing. Oi, Mary, it's a lovely holiday with you, Mary. Look at my chalk drawings I've got all over here, Governor. Let's go fly a kite. Let's go see your uncle. He loves to laugh.
He's a treasure.
Oh, Dick.
You love it.
Wow. I don't like your tone.
Am I right?
I don't like your tone at all.
And who's playing Mary?
No word yet on who is playing Mary Poppins. This is apparently the short list. Anne Hathaway? Please, God, no. Oh, God, no, please. Kristen Bell? Now, that's a Mary I could get behind, I think.
Adele Dazeem
not on the short list. Mm. Emily Blunt?
Okay.
Amy Adams?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Done.
Wait, are we making that decision?
Yes.
Okay. We're casting for Disney now?
Excellent.
The other upside is Rob Marshall will be directing the film. You may know Rob Marshall as the director of Chicago, the film, which was a brilliant musical. What else did he do? Dreamgirls? Was that him? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sure. Anyway, he's got a musical background. I think he did Into the Woods, perhaps the Sondheim movie that Disney put out. Now, the real hard part for them is going to be coming up with the original songs that will be as catchy and memorable and beloved as, of course, the original soundtrack. So we'll have to wait and see. And this is a dicey story.
Why?
This is a dicey story. Because.
Dicey meaning we can't trust it? Or
No, we can trust it.
It's ugly?
But it's ugly and it's certainly in bad taste. But at what point do you say, well, that's funny or that's. I'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
Okay.
Devo singer and bassist Jerry Casale got married on Friday at Michael's Restaurant in Santa Monica, California.
Okay.
To his fiancée, Krista Knapp.
I'm fine with that.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
We all love.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you remember the date, Friday's date?
Friday's date was September 11th.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you think of a wedding that had a 9/11 attacks theme?
No. No. And more no.
The cake was the Twin Towers with the groom's face on one tower and the bride's face on the other tower. The party favors were box cutters.
You're kidding.
The table setting cards had images of box cutters engraved with Gerald and Krista on them.
Not good.
Not good, right? I don't think. I think there is a boundary.
Yeah.
especially regarding that event, that maybe you don't cross?
Yeah.
And it seems a trivialization, if you will, of that event by having fun with it at your wedding. Now, it's their wedding. Obviously, they can do whatever they want. A couple claims that no one at the reception was offended. They all got the humor that the date was picked randomly. Apparently, they didn't realize the date they had chosen until it got closer and someone pointed it out to them. And then they said,
make a cake.
They thought it would be really macabre to get married on 9/11 and making a joke about it would show that love conquers all, even the worst disasters. And everybody ate the cake, he said.
Wow.
Well, sure, you're not giving up cake. I don't care what shape it's in, you know. But
look, cake is cake.
Cake is cake, right? Who's with me on the whole cake thing?
Everybody.
I'm thinking box cutters. What went through your mind when you said, this will be fun?
Oh, just a joy to behold.
Oof.
Today's celebrity birthdays, all these stars born on today, September the 15th. Tommy Lee Jones, 69 years old today. He's always good and everything.
Yep.
Oliver Stone, director, 69. Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah, that's right. I like to pump her Vander, right? Who's with me?
I don't know.
No.
You ever watch that Vanderpump Rules, that spinoff show with her running a restaurant?
Couldn't be less interesting.
It's a nightmare.
It's a disaster.
He's 55. Tom Hardy, very talented actor. He is 38. Can't wait to see that new movie, Legacy, that he's in. Legend that he's in.
I don't think I've seen
Legend. It's about the Cray brothers, a pair of identical twin gangsters in London in the 60s.
They're twins?
Real guys.
Would you say they're cray-cray?
Oh, wow.
He's bowing right now.
Kevin is taking
Screw
a bow
you,
after
Kevin.
That. I've never seen anyone take a bow after going into the file. But Kevin went in with both feet, jumped into the file drawer with both feet, and then took a bow.
No!
Oh, that was so good.
Just saying.
Yeah, he's supposed to be great in that. He plays both roles of both brothers. 38 years old today. And Ben Schwartz, Clyde from House of Lies, turns 34. I'm a little winded.
Jealous.
I feel like somebody punched me in solar plexus with that one.
I'm jealous.
Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We welcome to the studios Brian Regan.
Hey.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I feel like we should get some sound effects.
Look at that.
It doesn't sound like very much applause.
I love the applause. It's very welcoming. Thank you.
Welcome. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Tell us about this live special. They don't do any of them live, do they?
Comedy Central has never done a live special, a live stand-up special, and I pitched the idea to them, and they said yes.
Now, did that surprise you?
I was hoping they would think it would be a cool idea, and, I wasn't in the room. I talked to my manager, and my manager talks to them, so it's one of those kind of conversations where, be like asking someone out on a date through a friend, you know what I mean? But, he came back and said, they're very excited. They want to do it.
Now, you like that for what reason? Why?
Because it's different. I mean, I've done a couple of Comedy Central specials before, and it's always fun to do those. But you tape those ahead of time. You usually do two shows, and you cobble them together.
Yeah.
You know, you take the best reaction from show A on a joke and the best reaction from show B on a joke. Well, when it's live, what it is what it is. And I like the excitement of it.
And do you prepare differently for something like this?
There's just going to be more liquor on the on the stage for
me.
In fact, I'm going to have a bartender behind me, and if a joke doesn't work well, I turn around and I do a shot of tequila.
I like it.
Wow, this could go very wrong, and I'm so in.
By very wrong, you mean very right.
So right.
Yeah, it could be so wrong right. I've been working on the set, obviously, over the last month or two and trying to get it into my bones, but you just get ready to rock.
I imagine that as a stand-up comedian, you do live all the time. It's only the TV specials that are delayed and taped and edited and all that stuff. You're used to doing it live.
That's right. I mean, that's the way, I explain it to people. It's like, I do a live show every time I do stand-up comedy. It's
right.
A live show in front of an audience, so it's but if one of those doesn't go well, only those people know about it.
Yeah, true. And you can just deny it.
Oh, that's
right. A great show. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I crushed in Albuquerque, despite what you heard. But, but that's the thrill of it, too. You know what I mean? If everything were a sure thing, it wouldn't be so fun.
And it's from Radio City Music Hall. How do you perform at a place like that? Do you, we've talked to comics before that say in bigger venues, they have to kind of wait for the laugh to come back to them. Is that true in this case?
I've never been in Radio City. I lived there for a number of years and have never been in there. A place like that, probably not so much. But I did University of Florida Gator Growl years ago in their football stadium.
Mm.
Wow.
70,000 people.
Yeah.
And they put the stage in the corner of the end zone. So it's literally 70,000 people.
Wow.
They weren't all there to see me. They were there for their homecoming thing. But I happened to be the comedian that was on the thing. And there is a delay when you perform in an environment like that. And what's weird is you do a setup to a joke. And then you hear you doing the setup to the joke.
Oh, no.
And if you wait to hear that before you do the punchline, then you're going to be screwing up your timing. So you have to ignore hearing yourself so you're not off on the timing. It's very, very tricky.
All right. So if the timing is rough on this special, just understand that.
Right. I was just trying to help you. I was just putting it out there.
No. It should. Hopefully it'll be okay.
Now, you were here in February and you were talking. You just wouldn't stop talking about Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
That was odd.
The Krispy Kreme people got in touch with me from that last experience.
Because you talked about hanging out in the parking lots and stuffing your face. I remember that.
I think that's hyperbole. I don't think it was quite that far.
Okay.
No, but I like a donut every now and then.
That's not how you presented it in February.
No.
Well, I've never had 12. I can eat. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to 11 in one sitting.
That was the thing that I found admirable, is that you were really... You're really going for it.
One of these days, I'm going to. Well, I'm trying to watch what I'm eating for this special, so I want to look decent. It's like, what do they say? TV ads 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I've lost 10 pounds for the special, so basically I've wasted my time.
So
I'm just breaking even when I hit the stage.
So you never know how many cameras are on you.
Right. So the show is Saturday, September 26th, so the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Donut places are
donut. No, 10 p.m. on the 26th.
Right.
The special will be over, and I'll be at Krispy Kreme.
There you go.
Going for 12.
And it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. Just ignore him. If anybody's there, don't take his video. Don't take his picture.
I'll be cutting the line. I'm usually very, very nice, but I'll be cutting in front of people.
Wow. Brian Regan is here talking about his live comedy special on Comedy Central, and we'll take a break and come right back. Brian Regan is in the studio with us, comedian. Talking about his Comedy Central special, which is Saturday night, the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be live, and it's the first time they've ever done it.
Correct. All of those are correct.
How
I feel
long?
Like I'm on a game show. Correct.
How long does it take you to come up with an hour? Is it an hour?
It'll be an hour. Okay. It usually takes me about 2 years to kind of move away from 1 hour, and then I'm doing another hour of stuff. I was doing a show one time. You know, just a regular show out on the road, and I was, you know, working to try to eliminate. My goal was to get rid of anything that I had recorded, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm on stage. I did about a half an hour of stuff that I knew was not on anything I had ever recorded, none of my hour specials or anything. And then I wanted to get into another new thing, but I couldn't think of a transition, so I did some old joke.
Just as
a transition. And a guy in the back yelled, "Heard it!"
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, that's why there's violence. Why violence exists.
Now, YouTube has to be terrible for comedians, I would think. Mm. Just from a standpoint of a lot of people may have heard the stuff that they're going to see you do live.
You know, I was, you know, people videotape you. You know, some try to hide their iPhones. Some are so oblivious to the fact that it's not cool to do that they just hold it up
just put
at
it
you.
Up.
I had a woman sitting right in the front, like as... front dead center, and she was just holding with her arms extended an iPad out, like as if she was giving it to me as a gift.
You're like, thank you. That's cool.
At first, I thought she was handing it to me, and I said, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm recording you." You know, like and I said, "Well,
don't they make that announcement when the
sometimes
at the
beginning? They do, but you know, people don't listen to anything. You know
Sweet
what I mean?
Spirit.
Does somebody record every show you do?"
I'm sure pretty much everything is recorded by somebody somewhere, you know, so you always have to be careful when you're on stage, you know, not to have your wig out, you know.
Who has said wig out in the past 20 years?
Please. What is wig out?
I used to, back when I used to use the term wig out, right, is when I would wig out.
Sure.
You know, like you would get angry on stage at somebody that wouldn't shut up, and, you know, you would say something, and then you'd get off stage and go, wow, I have to control my anger. But, you know, that was pre-YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to be very careful.
It's also a completely different response than it used to be. When you would wig out, people, you probably used to, and now they're like, yes, get my phone. This guy's losing it.
Oh, man.
Let's videotape this.
Yeah. I was watching some fight. So I was in a hotel, and they said there was a big fight in the lobby here. That was the most famous thing that had happened in the hotel. And they said, YouTube it. All right. So I YouTubed it. And there's like two people fighting and about 700 people filming it.
Oh.
I mean, like, nobody's stepping in to stop the fight. Everybody's just holding phones up. And I'm like, well, what's going on with our society that, you know, no one even cares anymore? And everybody's going, I got it. And all you're hearing is people saying they got it, you know?
Yeah. It's horrible.
And the guy's getting his face pummeled in the background and, you know.
And then you watched it.
Did you watch it or did you help?
Oh, I watched from every different angle. You know, you can see from the front, from the back. When he got hit in the face, it was unbelievable. Because one guy had it in slow-mo.
It seems like that would make a comedian's life way more difficult.
Well, you know, you all jokes are at different stages of development, mm-hmm. Okay? So some jokes are done, some jokes are brand new, they're in the new phase, you're working your way through them.
Or maybe you'll never put it in eventually.
That's right, you could end up dropping the joke altogether. Somebody videotapes it and puts it on YouTube. I don't read comments anyway, but occasionally, you know, I used to. And somebody will go, well, that joke's no good. And it's like, I never said it was. I never said it was.
I was just trying stuff out, man.
I was trying. Yeah. It's like you're making brownies and someone breaks into your kitchen and pulls them out of the oven before they're ready and takes a bite and says, these are no good. You didn't let the oven ding. You didn't let it ding.
Hang on, let me.
They're supposed to
wait. You have to let the oven ding.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you let the oven ding.
Right. Sure.
Everyone knows.
If you know anything about cooking.
Now, it's hard for me to tell based on YouTube, like, what is older material and what is newer material? What is some of the stuff that you're going to focus on this special?
Well.
Is this the, like, the valet at the emergency room stuff?
No,
is that
no.
From way before?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what, like, couple that's years stuff ago, that's right? Already been recorded. Yeah.
All
and out
new
there.
Stuff. He can't tell us.
Well, it's secretive.
Just run through your set right now. We've got
not time. I want you to run through the
right,
set.
Two but guys walk into a bar.
I'm listening.
No, my stuff doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't translate great. You know what I mean? It's because it's kind of me animated on stage. But, you know, when people tune in, they'll hear it.
Now, they don't have commercial breaks, right? Because that would be awkward.
There is going to be a commercial
break.
What?
For the live show?
They needed one commercial break. There's going to be one commercial break at the halfway point. I'm doing 28 minutes.
Okay.
And then they're taking a four-minute commercial, and then I'm doing the second 28 minutes.
So you have to say, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Yes.
And then stand
there? But we're going to tighten it. The second 28 minutes is going to be a little bit delayed. It's kind of complicated. Maybe I'm explaining too much, but
there will be a costume change. Correct?
I'm going to have a completely different outfit.
Sweet.
I'm going to say we'll be back in a second. I'm going to take a sip of water, and then basically I'm just going to kind of continue.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? And then
they'll tape delay that part of it.
The second part will be just a little bit tape delayed. But you talk about costume changes. Uh-huh. Do you remember the Amazing Kreskin?
Oh, sure.
The Amazing Kreskin, the mind mentalist guy. I went and saw him when I was a kid perform in Miami, Florida. And the thing I remember the most is that he did three costume changes during his show. Like he'd say, all right, hang on, I'll be back. And he would just leave the stage.
And there would be nothing
and
going on?
He just sat there for a minute, and then he came out with a blue blazer on. And
he was backstage doing shots. You
what was that all about?
That was hardly worth the wait. Why would he do that?
And
that's
then he'd
weird.
Do another, you know, few mental tricks. He'd go, hang on a second. And then he'd leave, and he'd come out with a red blazer. He'd go, wow. You're pulling me into the show with these colorful blazers.
I feel like a colorful blazer change needs to happen in the commercial break.
Well, now I'm thinking,
have somebody run out, take your jacket off, give you a new one.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to do just playfully is make it an editing nightmare. Like say, hey, we'll be back after this, right? And I told him I would just take a sip of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would take another sip of water so they have an edit point. But I think what I want to do is say, we'll be back after this, take a sip of water, and then lie down on the floor face down. Just lie down face down with my feet facing the audience and my head facing the back curtain. And I go, we're back. And then just, you know, let the guys in the editing room figure out how to handle that.
It's a little challenge for the guys in the editing room. What's he doing? He's laying down.
I don't know. I don't know how to match this. I don't. This the water sip, and then we're seeing the soles of his shoes.
Please do that. I know you said that to be funny, but please do that.
Well, now I'm much more tempted.
Yes, please do it.
Okay.
Oh, great. Brian Regan is here. You can follow him on Twitter at Brian Regan Comic. And the show is Saturday, September 26th at 9 p.m. That's both East Coast and West Coast from Radio City Music Hall. That's pretty fantastic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the good words.
Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you soon. We have this message for you.
Oh, my God. It's raining.
Dangerous conditions out on the road. So take it easy, folks. Especially just because you have an SUV doesn't mean you can go 70 miles per hour. Started off with a lot of rain in through L.A. County. Now we're starting to see at least the heavier rain move into Orange County.
People are driving way too fast. I don't think people were prepared for this. Maybe they didn't believe the forecast. But this morning on the freeways when I was coming in, it was really nasty. And here's another example of what this is all about. Westbound 210 transition to the westbound 210.
This morning's late summer storm is causing...
It's strange that that transitions into itself, but okay.
Sure.
So drive a little slower, I think, is what we're saying, because it's rain-ageddon.
It's rain-ageddon.
Our man on the street, Doug Kriegel. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin and Vito. How are you?
We're very good. How are you today?
It's pouring rain. We're all going to die.
It sounds like it's raining. Doug, I read that before 6 o'clock, we got more rain than we've had in the whole calendar year in downtown L.A.
It's the worst possible rainstorm in the history of mankind. Young children are being washed away from their parents.
Oh.
Are you positive about that last thing? Because
I am absolutely positively sort of sure.
Mm. Okay.
Now, where are you exactly?
I am outside.
Outside, okay. And do you have
and
an umbrella?
It is moisture-geddon.
Right, moisture-geddon. I don't have a sounder for that, though. Yeah. I have rain-ageddon.
It's rain-ageddon.
This life-snuffing storm is being called many things, including dropocalypse.
Dropocalypse.
Yes.
Do you have any tips for us? How can we get through this story? How can we basically survive it, I guess?
It's impossible to survive.
Really?
This is Rainzilla. This is Waterpalooza.
Right.
The only recommendation I can give to you is if you are outside, try to get somewhere that is less outside and more inside.
Maybe just stay inside.
Good advice. What about for people on the roads, Doug? Are you seeing any problems out there?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Everyone is in a crash right now. Every car on the freeway is, in fact, in the middle of an accident.
Wait, every car in every freeway in Southern California?
Every car, every driver, every freeway.
Could you be overstating that?
I couldn't be less overstating. I am under overstating. I am under overstating how much disaster, mayhem, destruction, and death is being happening out here.
You mean, Doug?
I'm fine. I just got a water drop down my throat. Moisture getting.
It's rain-ageddon.
I'll carry you home tonight.
I don't know that I've ever seen anyone air piano before.
Piano like a bastard.
Strange.
Yeah.
7:52, got a brand new internet roundup on the way right now. Ralph is here for a look at the Showbiz Beat.
TV programming note, I want to give you the heads up because I know many of our listeners will love to be able to catch the premiere, the official premiere of Labor Games. Labor
Yay!
Games is back tonight with brand new episodes. Labor Games. I'm having a baby. Okay, but would you like to play a game show first?
Nope.
Labor Games.
Yep.
With our friend Lisa Arch, we had the host of Labor Games in when it was coming out. Tonight is the official premiere.
at 8 p.m. on TLC. Two back-to-back episodes. You can see women who are about to push people out of their vaginas compete for lovely prizes.
It's beautiful the way you describe it.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, very nice. That's nothing. I'm sensitive. Mm-hmm. They're going to put a person, they're going to release a person from their body.
Right. But first, baby. They're going to answer some questions.
A baby's a person, I'll have you know.
Very true. Very true. But you make it sound gross.
But it is. It's kind of magical. A person comes out of the hoo-ha.
It's true. Well, sometimes not the hoo-ha.
It's a freaking miracle.
Yeah, it is.
At the butt? Does that happen?
I'd like further clarification on that as well.
Does that happen? Does it wrong hole sometimes?
Sometimes the section is not taken out of the hoo-ha.
Oh.
Out of the butt.
Look, you're the one that confused everybody with your nonsense. Hey, in music news, Joe Jonas has a new band. That's right.
All right.
Just when you were mourning the loss of the Jonas Brothers.
Were we doing that?
Yes, we're all weeping over the breaking up of the Jonas Brothers. Now Joe has stepped out, and he's got his own band. DNCE. DNCE. That's dance without the A. Yo.
Where'd the A go?
They took it out.
Because.
That A.
That makes it interesting.
It's for later. I don't know what that means. But they've got a brand new single. It was released yesterday. It's craptastic. It's a little tune called Cake by the Ocean. I'm not kidding you. That's the name of the song.
No. Cake by the Ocean. Ready?
Which sounds like a lonely afternoon for Allie.
I love it.
It's a perfect weekend for her.
Right?
But apparently,
that's great.
It is supposed to be the new dance sensation. Here is DNCE.
All the letters but A.
Here's Dance Without an A with Cake by the Ocean. Keep on hoping, Cake by the Ocean.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Yeah, it turns out they are. I think it's more dunce without the U than it is dance without the A. I'm guessing that's what D-N-C-E stands for. It's on! It's a feud! A feud!
Yes!
A beef!
Who now?
Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney and Jack White. Hear about this?
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick tweeted, I never met Jack White until last night. He came to a bar in New York City. I go to with a lot of friends, and he tried to fight me. Not the best drummer, but a passionate one. But anyway, Jack White, your old bully, tried to fight a 35-year-old nerd. Jack White is basically Billy Corgan's dumbass Zero T-shirt in human form. Oh,
wow. No,
you didn't.
Does anybody else have a problem with Jack
deciphering
White?
That?
Doing that, even?
Jack got into a bar fight. He's been bar fights before.
Huh.
He once beat up Von Bondi's singer, Jason Stolsteimer. So anyway, Jack then tells Entertainment Weekly, nobody tried to fight you, Patrick. Nobody touched you or bullied you. You were asked a question you couldn't answer, so you walked away. So quit whining to the internet and speak face to face like a human being. End of story. Ooh, no, you didn't.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on. Race war! Race war's on, everybody!
I don't believe
it's going down! It's going down!
I think they're both, both white guys.
Race war.
I think the Black Keys are black in name only. I think it's just two white guys. Then, yesterday morning, Patrick responded with this tweet. Talk to Jack for an hour. He's cool. All good.
Don't settle the beef so quick.
From one musician to another, you have my respect, Patrick Carney.
Oh, here we go. It's on.
That's not on at all.
No, it's not on at all.
That's a letdown.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, nerd rockers are the worst beefers. If this was rap, somebody'd be shot by now. You guys are failures on every level. This is why the kids don't respect this music. That's why it's not popular. No one's getting shot.
Is that why?
Yes.
I'm not positive that's why.
That's exactly why.
Okay. All right.
Wimps.
Right?
Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. This Emmy winner was arguing with his friend, his roommate, over how many Oscars he'd win someday.
Andre Bauth, actor and producer, who had won a daytime Emmy for his work on the online soap opera The Bay. Ooh, what a body of work.
The online soap opera?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know they gave out daytime Emmys for online soap operas.
Same.
But apparently they do. He was arguing with his roommate Clayton Hames in Studio City about how many Oscars he would win one day. He said, "I would win I will win 5 Oscars one day." And his roommate Clayton and his fellow roommate started to laugh at him.
Of course.
He didn't find that funny at all.
Uh-oh.
So he stabbed his roommate. Now that's a beef. That's how you handle it, Patrick Carney. Not, "Oh, we talked it out." Stab somebody. Like this guy did.
I'm not sure that we want this guy to be held up.
The Bay. He's from the Bay. Anyway, he is now wanted for attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow.
So if you see the producer actor from The Bay, I can't believe you're watching The Bay.
Yeah, that's bad on you.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tommy Lee Jones is 69 years old today, as is Oliver Stone. Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, 55 years old today. Tom Hardy's 38. And Ben Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you, as they say in Spaceballs. Clyde from the House of Lies, 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time for a brand new internet roundup.
Wake up and watch the internet roundup.
Yeah.
Scared me.
Were you sure what was happening?
I was like pointing to other stuff. I didn't know what was going on. This is, you go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, and we have all of the best videos up from the last, week or so, Dave?
Yeah.
The first video that we have highlights from is Hell's Club, the new mashup. Now, tell me about this.
Okay, this guy put together this great, elaborate club scene where every villain and hero that happened to be in a club all at the same time. So you got the Jedis, you got Hellraiser, you got Terminator, those type of villains, every single...
Boogie Nights,
Matrix, there's so many.
Miami Vice.
So great.
All of these movies are mixed into what looks like it's...
One scene.
One scene, yeah. It's really well done.
Well, I don't know you, so I don't owe you. Sasso does. My place now, new rules. Everybody pays.
It is genius, and that doesn't...
Carlito right there.
That doesn't do it justice, but it is just really well done. It's amazing. My best fly trap eats my tongue. Now, why?
Who knows, but have you ever had a Venus fly trap?
I never have, no.
They are awesome because, obviously, you know, they let a fly land on them, and they eat it.
And then they close,
They
right?
close, yeah, and they don't open up for another day or so if they miss and they die. But... So they close really hard.
This guy literally puts his tongue in there to see what kind of damage it would do. And he makes a noise that I don't think human beings have ever made before.
That really hurt, man.
What?
Doesn't that sound like a baby or something?
Wow.
You hear that again.
Yeah.
That's scary. So basically, he's just putting his tongue in, and it's closing on his tongue, and it hurts. And
he snaps it, yeah.
He makes this.
That really hurt, man.
And it leaves this welt on his tongue.
Yeah, it looks...
Like it's bloody.
It looks way more gruesome than I thought it possibly could. The next one is from the slow-mo guys, and they take stuff and they slow it down to the extreme. And they have a taser that impacts the bear skin at 28,000 frames per second, and then they slow it down, and it looks so weird. You see the skin moving. It just looks crazy.
So you're probably wondering at this point, what's up with the confetti? And these are actually known as the aphids. It's a good way of tracking which taser has been deployed, who fired it, because each tiny piece of confetti has the serial number of the cartridge that fired it.
Gotta be honest, I don't need that much detail.
Well, that was informative, but it's even better when you hear the guy get tased. And you see his muscles just contract from left to right.
Can you reenact the sound that he made?
Yeah, no.
That's what it sounds like.
Worth it. Good.
Let's talk about the movie Frozen. This guy edited together what it would be like if Elsa from Frozen was actually bad.
Oh.
She's the villain.
She's the villain.
You said she'd never hurt you.
I was wrong. Please, somebody help. Let it go.
Princess Anna is dead.
She was killed by Queen Elsa. Her own sister.
It's pretty good.
That's creepy.
It's pretty well done. Justin and Jill got married.
Aww.
And instead of having to answer questions from everybody at the wedding, how did you first meet, how did it go, they recorded a video and put it up. It is called Justin and Jill's Drunk History.
Oh, we're showing up to the Magic Castle. I'm with my friend Alana. She's Australian. And so I was like, Alana. And she's like, what, mate? And I'm like, I'm a little nervous because, like, it's been a while since I've had a crush on anybody. It's been years since I've had, like, a real crush on somebody. Talk me through it. And she's like, mate, just drink more. And I'm like, Alana, you always know just what to do.
It is so well done. And at one point when they're watching the comic, Justin Willman on stage, her friend Alana is just randomly eating Vegemite. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's
so well
Australian.
Done.
Here is a UK, I think it's a UK weather forecast. The guy's name is Liam Dutton. And there's a place, if you believe this video, which I guess I do. The name of
why do you doubt it?
The name of this place is 56 letters.
Wow.
And it's unpronounceable. Mm-hmm. It isn't possible. But he just runs through it like it's nothing.
Just up the road from Llanbair to Pwll Gwyngyll, go get a quindrobo, Llan Tysilio, go, go, go. The temperature got to 21 Celsius.
Do it again!
Like it's nothing. Oh, yeah, the temperature got to 21. He just like a boss, listen.
Just up the road from Llanbair to Pwll Gwyngyll, go get a quindrobo, Llan Tysilio, go, go, go. The temperature got to 21 Celsius.
Now, how do we know if he's saying it right? I guess we don't.
We don't.
Can you say it?
Give him credit. No, I can't even.
Come on, try it.
Lanafair Pisswalix in Gimigogochi Millibo Willamette Silagagagach.
Nailed it.
Right? You don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Nope.
I could have done that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a big Jimmy Fallon fan. He does all these bits that he has stars come in and do. And this particular one he did with Justin Timberlake, and it's the history of rap.
Yeah.
And other than Justin, I mean, other than Jimmy Fallon getting all of the punchlines, that bugged me. But it's actually pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one I like.
It's not bad.
We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just a man that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Right.
Fight the power.
Yes.
Power. Fight the power. Let me hear you say. Fight the power.
Yes.
We got to fight the power. That beat. Senator Compton. Crazy mother.
Hey.
Oh, see, because Fallon was getting crazy. And he was doing that song. And then Justin had to stop him. Honest Trailers is always good. Even good movies they can make look bad. But The Happening.
Ooh.
The Happening.
Mm. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not. The Happening, because
you have to see it.
Because it's that bad?
It is that bad.
It's tree branches and leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Attacking?
And it's Marky Mark as the most Marky Marky he can be.
He's very Marky Marky.
Yeah.
That's true.
A film about a thing that happens.
There appears to be an event happening.
They've been affected by whatever's happening.
Could this really be happening?
Why is this happening?
There's something happening in a few states.
Whatever's happening is happening to smaller and smaller populations.
Then stops happening.
Nothing happened.
It's even dumber than it sounds.
I'm not sure that's possible. And finally, Jimmy Kimmel Live does This Week in Unnecessary Censorship, where he puts beeps where they are not needed.
I am confident by the end of this campaign, people will know they can't me.
Our president, he's a big I promise, it's a big
So how long have you gone without a day, two,
I guess.
I spent about 60 days sucking my closet. I'm trying to explain to my wife.
I've been for a long time. I've been lots of wonderful great that's what I do.
That is what he does. Brand new internet roundup. It's all up there at kevinandbee.com or krock.com. Check it out.
Wake up and watch the internet roundup.
Yeah. I'm glad you're in here, Ralph, because you can help me explain to people why Allie is so concerned about being murdered.
She's
that's weird, right?
She's a nervous person. Let's put it that way. And by nervous, I mean a neurotic mess. And she seems to have suspicions that around every corner lurks doom. There's two kinds of people in the world. There's people who assume everything's mostly going to be okay and a few raindrops must fall into each life. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who think Doom lurks around every corner, and you're lucky to survive the day with your life. At the end of the day, when you lock the 7 bolts on your door and put the chain on and draw the blinds and just huddle in the corner covered with your Kevlar blanket, you're lucky to have just made it through the day because you're more than likely going to be murdered.
I watch a lot of Dateline.
Yeah, that may be not the best material for you to consume.
I like to call it cautious. I like to call
cautious.
Aware of my surroundings and always prepared.
Right.
But for murder.
For murder,
that's
right.
Like, that's the extreme part there that's a little weird.
Remember the gunman ran into the restaurant? Allie thinks every time she eats in a restaurant, the gunman's going to come through the door and interrupt her barbecue. That's the way she looks at life. So she's cautious to the nth degree in order to protect herself from murder.
Which she's convinced is going to happen anyway.
Is looming around any moment.
Have I been murdered yet?
No, you haven't. But, you know, here's my point. Most people haven't been murdered and won't be murdered.
Because
the odds are really
I'm
in your
looking
favor.
Out for them.
That's true.
You're not looking out for anybody except for Allie.
That's true, too.
So tell us the terrible decision that you made.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yep.
But so a friend of mine is having a 40th birthday in Park City where I used to live. And because
Party in Park City!
Park City is a magical ski town.
Near beer!
Because so many people are flying in for this, where I would usually stay at my friend Chris's house, it's all booked up. You can't stay at her house. So I started looking online for... I don't know what is going down in Park City that weekend, but either everything is sold out or the prices are jacked so high that I was like, well, this is crazy. I don't want to spend for 3 days... close to $1,500 for a hotel. That's
when
insane.
When is this? What
in a
time
few
of the year? In a few weeks.
Yeah, okay. It's not Sundance. Season? It's not ski season. Mm. So it makes no sense.
Hmm.
So I thought, that Airbnb thing, maybe I
see,
should
see now right there, you're walking headlong into murder.
It's going right to murder town.
It's like a one-way ticket.
Because everybody on Airbnb is just sitting there sharpening their machetes waiting for someone to answer their posting.
How do you, who are so paranoid about...
I don't know. For some reason, maybe it's just that my cheapness took over and I was like, I could save a ton of money. But
wow,
I started
what a battle.
Looking at
your paranoia
places,
versus
right?
your
versus
cheapness.
Wow,
those two forces
battle.
Warring at each other inside you.
But if you end up dying, you could save even more money.
That's true, because you
really for the rest
eat
of your life.
Or, you know, need clothing
right?
or anything.
So that's a
just
big
that one
saving.
Time expense, the coffin point. And everything. But other than that, it's just pretty much free.
And I've been looking up Airbnb horror stories. You know,
well, there's a lot of them.
You've got the people that filmed a porn, drug crazed orgies. They trash the place. There's
what are the horror stories?
Apartments
though?
Uses.
So far,
brothels,
everything you've said sounds awesome to me.
A dog that bit an Airbnb renter, the guest who was sexually assaulted, trapped in the room, the Airbnb host who showed up drunk in the middle of the night. Here's how I'm avoiding all of that.
Here's what's weird about that is that's our job to look up the horror stories and then tell her. She's already done the research.
I've
she
done
already
the research.
Knows the horror stories.
I'm not getting a room in a house. I'm getting the whole house. It is mine. No worries.
Uh-huh.
The guy who is doing the rental lives in New York City. He's not going to be showing up.
No, you can't get a flight from New York City to Utah. That's for
true.
Sure.
It's not possible.
You can't do that once he knows you're in his house by yourself. Can't possibly fly to Utah. And then say, could you get into the oven, please, to clean it for me? I have a hard time reaching back there. Slam!
Murder.
You're cooked. It's Allie Stew.
Okay, well, I'm sure we've got a lot of callers and
here's
great
what,
stories.
Right.
They'll probably calm your nerves. They'll probably assuage your fears.
Yeah, here's what we want. We want, and then we provide this service for anybody that's going through anything stressful. And that is that we want horror stories about Airbnb. So you stayed at an Airbnb, and it was so bad. You can't even imagine it. And we're going to do this as a service to you so that your imagination doesn't run crazy.
Okay.
We're just going to put it right out there and say, this is what you need to worry about.
I can't wait for the Dateline NBC story on Allie. It's going to be great. Keith Morrison.
Yep.
She thought she was going on vacation. Instead, she was going to hell.
I hope I really lit up a room.
Oh, you did.
Thank you.
Murder.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You're going to call. You're going to tell us why Allie's going to die.
Allie McKay's going to die. Oh, yeah.
Murdered. Yesterday was Beer Mug's birthday, and he showed up today pretty wrecked.
Yeah.
And he took an Uber here.
Mm-hmm.
So we send him for food. We made him take Uber, and he's periscoping it. So if you want to watch that, you know, maybe we'll send highlights on tomorrow's show. But it's happening right now, and it's not going well.
It is not going good.
What we're doing on the air is we're talking about the fact that Allie's going to die.
Allie McKay's going to die. Oh, yeah.
murdered.
Because she stayed in an Airbnb, and that is way out of her comfort zone.
This is a big step for me. I'm trying to open up my murder possibilities.
I don't think that's what you're trying to do, but we're taking some calls at 1-800-520-1067, or you can go to the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, or you can text us at 2KROCK, which is 25767, and you can give us your Airbnb horror stories.
Oh, no.
Because I would like to scare her. As that is fun for me. Rocky in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Rocky.
I totally understand why you feel that way. Last time we were in Mexico, we were staying at a condominium, and we ran out of water, and our electricity went out.
What?
Yes.
Not because of a storm, just because the place was janky?
Just because I guess this place only had allotted a certain amount of water, and the host didn't let us know. So we were out of water, and then they have like security guards that check you in and out, and so they had to come in, and they were trying to fix the breaker, and it wouldn't work. And
you might want to take notes. You might need to say, is there a limit on water?
Right?
Is there a limit on electricity?
Oh, no. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, good work, Rocky.
Oh, Rocky.
Thank you for the call.
Sorry,
we appreciate
guys.
It. No, not okay. Sorry. This is fun for all of us.
No, it's not.
Justin in Pomona. Hi.
Hey, Kevin, Allie, Papa Val.
To you as well.
Yeah, Airbnb can also be filled with a lot of liars. I work in Culver City, and when I have a long stretch, I'll try to stay there. First time it went great. Second time, it said I had a private bedroom and a private bed, and when I got there, it just wasn't the case. The couple there seemed a little meth addict-y. It was real creepy. And I ended up sharing one room with three men. The bed didn't have a mattress. It was just a wooden plank. I was up most of the night because one of the three men was just up all night making business calls to Asia.
Sweet.
And they wouldn't turn off their lights. I ended up spending a night, 9 out of 10 days sleeping in my office, and I paid for all 10 days.
Is there any recourse for that? How do you...
I mean, you can try to dispute it, but then they can re-dispute it, and you have to go through all the paperwork, and at that point, I should have realized I got what I paid for, so I chalked it up to bad experience.
I think you just have to just say, all right, I'm okay with...
Allie McKay's gonna die. Oh, yeah.
Oh, murdered.
Thank you, Justin, for the call. All right, let's see. Let's go to Sean in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
You had a great experience. Tell me about it.
Well, funny enough, we rented a house in Park City, my family.
Park City, good.
About a year ago.
Cool. Yes.
And the owner was from New York.
Okay.
They had a house liaison who was like our contact.
Sure.
And my wife wakes me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. She's like, someone's in the jacuzzi.
What?
And I go out there and the house liaison is like wasted in the jacuzzi. And my wife, who goes with me, says, hey, what's up? And he goes, but come on in. The water's great.
So she did.
And now I'm divorced.
And now you're divorced.
No.
No, I was just kidding. Are you kidding?
No, I'm kidding about that.
Okay.
No, literally, the guy was like, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, oh, sorry. I thought you guys were gone already. And,
whoever's taking care of the place, Allie?
I didn't think about that.
He was probably nude, wasn't he, Sean?
He totally was. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Wow. This is not going well.
Good times. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lindsay as we discuss.
Allie McKay's going to die.
Murdered.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi.
Three friends and I were going to what we thought was Santa Barbara. We ended up in a house down a really remote road where there was supposed to be a landline because there was no cell reception. The landline was broken. We had no way to call out. The doors on the house didn't lock. There was literally a graveyard in the back of the house.
Sweet! A graveyard!
One of the graves had the name of one of my friends.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, it was like...
Wait,
scary.
Hold on. Was somebody messing with you? You're just being funny?
No, this was 100%. And we kept discovering these things one at a time. The water smelled like sulfur, so it smelled like farts. So we had to brush our teeth with bottled water. No one would shower. It was disgusting.
I think it's going to go well. Don't worry about
this
it.
This is not
No,
good.
This is... I mean, these are the extreme. Good times.
Full-on graveyard in the
full-on
back.
Not graveyard.
Like a pet graveyard. Not a pet graveyard. Like to our beloved mother graveyard.
So if Allie shows up and there's a grave that says,
Allie McKay's gonna die, oh yeah,
murdered,
she should be all right?
Yeah, probably.
All right, good. Thank you, Lindsay. Should we take more calls or?
I don't.
Because we have plenty. I mean, let's go to Josh. Let's talk to Josh in Venice. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Not
Airbnb disasters.
Yeah, okay. So I used to work at a shop, automotive shop in Venice. And on the other side of the alley, these guys moved in fresh out of college, building these cruiser bikes, and they were kind of cool. And all of a sudden, I got an Instagram follow from that shop. I don't know how they found me, but they had an Airbnb link. So I click on it. And for $1,000 a month, you can stay in a tent that was pitched by them for a week. And you could sit, and the actual tent was located underneath their workbench that was made out of plywood and two of the, you know, those wooden mules, the donkey things. So it was like the weirdest thing. And then I was reading reviews and they're like, oh yeah, there's no bathroom. You have to ask them.
What?
And there's nothing else you can use. Like, you, and don't speak to us. We don't even want to like see you. It was like the weirdest thing. It was in their backyard and it was
a tent in their backyard.
Yeah, it was so strange, but no, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Most of the people are really nice out there.
Right, we're saying it's going to be fine.
Please, hitchhike, come on.
Yeah. I'm going
to
die.
Not gonna get you, guys.
No, it's all good.
Allie McKay's going to die. Oh yeah.
Murder. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53. Beermong is back. I don't know if you saw any of the Periscope there, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the next break we should do is not what we'd planned, but maybe do a new break at the top of the hour about mm-hmm. Beermong's adventure.
Okay. We don't have the audio yet from it, but we certainly could.
I think the story in and of itself
okay.
is
all right.
Wildly
I'm done with that.
Tragic to the point. I'm gobsmacked, as the Brits say, regarding his behavior as a human being.
I think he's doing good work, and he needs to keep it up.
I think he's just he may be the missing link between man and animal. That's what I'm guessing.
Dude, this is a new level for the mugs. This is a mess.
All right, we'll do that. I'm good with that.
Decisions weren't made in the best of ways last night or this morning.
We can jettison what we had planned and talk about mugs.
I think this is we have to call an audible here and just really pursue this storyline because it's
great.
It's not.
Because it's the best thing you've ever seen.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Chronologically.
Yeah, sure.
By all accounts.
Yeah.
He's doing things people do.
Right.
For the most part. He is he is mimicking human behavior.
Right. But, I mean, monkeys can do that, right?
Better.
Periscope, Perry, nope.
Monkeys would not behave the way he does.
That's true.
All right, let's get to some show business news. Wow. 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 I know we sometimes mock the celebrities and their penchant, if you will, as the French say, for horrible baby names, for naming their offspring hideous things.
They do bring it when it comes to mm-hmm. baby names.
I mean, come on. We've lived through Pilot Inspector and Audio Science and Northwest and Moxie Crime Fighter.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a lot of bad names that celebrities have given their children, right?
Yep. But you're saying wow to this one?
This one really took the wind out of my sails. You're familiar with Ashley Scott? She's an actress on Unreal.
Okay.
Unreal, I think, is that dark comic spoof of the Bachelorette and Bachelor-type shows.
Oh,
over
and
on
Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Sure. Okay.
38 years old. She welcomed her second child with her husband, British pop singer and actor Steve Hart. And together, they put their little, tiny little brains together, and they came up with this name for their child.
All right.
They just welcomed their new daughter to the world. Her first name is Isla.
Isla. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Middle name, View.
I love you. I love you. Oh,
that's
shut
how they're
up.
Insisting you pronounce her name, by the way.
Stop it.
Her two names are pronounced I love you. I love you, Heart.
Wow.
Wow.
That's something.
Yeah.
They talked about it with People Magazine, and Ashley said, it's either the greatest name ever or the absolute worst.
Right.
Well, you're half right.
Yep.
It is one of those.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
Her own mother isn't fond of the name. Ashley's mother, the baby's grandmother.
Does the grandmother just fall in line just because that's what they have to put a happy face out to the world?
She says it's a very California name. Hey, 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 don't play out of state. There's plenty of people here named perfectly normal names.
Wow.
I love you, heart.
I love you, heart.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not good.
I love you.
Right.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That child. Just put her on the pole right now. You're done. you've already done your worst.
Stop it.
I love you.
Wow. I think they should keep doing what they're doing.
We're talking about...
Same with Mugs.
Tom Hardy, one of my favorite actors, who is in a brand new film called Legend that I am, I've expressed my eagerness to see. It is the true story of two twin brothers, the Cray brothers.
Yes, Ralph.
For those of you who missed out earlier in the show, Kevin, you would like to repeat what you said?
They were twins?
Uh-huh.
Were they named Cray Cray? It was better the first time.
It was.
The Cray brothers were notorious gangsters in London. In
not
the
taking
swinging,
it back, by the
in
way.
In the swinging 60s. Well, we'll deal with that on another date.
I'm telling you now, not.
Anyway, fascinating story. There's already was a movie made about them called The Crays, I believe, starring the Kemp brothers from Spandau Ballet.
What's happening?
Wait, what?
Yes. It was quite a good film.
Okay.
Gary and Martin Kemp played
the
Crays.
Are you making this
up? No, this is absolutely true. And it was really well done, and I enjoyed it enormously. But I love this story, so I'm looking forward to this version as well. Tom Hardy, as I mentioned, plays both roles, both twins, in this particular film. And he is doing a lot of press for it. So recently he was being interviewed in a press conference setting, and someone stood up from an LGBT publication. And wildly inappropriately, they started making references to Tom Hardy's sexuality.
Okay.
Which...
Meaning asking questions of him?
Yes.
Oh.
Because one of the Cray brothers in real life and in the movie is very open homosexual.
Okay.
And his other brother is a very tough, macho, sort of straight dude. So that plays... There's an element of that plays in the story.
Okay.
However, asking Tom Hardy about his own sexuality in the middle of a press conference is rude at best and irrelevant at worst. Or vice versa.
The other way around, yeah.
Strike that. Reverse it. So, Tom Hardy's the coolest cat in the world. Listen to how he handled this really probing, inappropriate personal question from this reporter.
I'm Graham Coleman from Daily Extra, and we're an LGBT news organization. And our question is for Tom Hardy. In the film, your character Ronnie is very open about his sexuality, but given interviews you've done in the past, your own sexuality seems a bit more ambiguous. Do you find it hard for celebrities to talk to talk to media about their sexuality?
What on earth are you on about?
I was referring to an interview given to Attitude magazine a few years ago.
But what is your question?
I was wondering if you find it difficult for celebrities to talk about their sexuality.
I don't find it difficult for celebrities to talk about their sexuality. Are you asking me about my sexuality?
Sure.
Why?
Why?
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh. Boom! Drop the mic, Tom Hardy. Bane's all up in your grill. LGBTQPILMNOQP guy. I thought that was so well handled. You know, it's not your business. He's there to talk about his movie.
Yeah.
And the guy was too sort of just weak and slimy about it. You know, he's like, do you think celebrities can't talk about their sexuality? Yeah, okay, sure. What about you? The guy's just dead. Are you gay? Because I really love you. That's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah.
And Tom Hardy didn't have to answer and didn't, but just shut him down. I was pretty impressed by his handling of that situation. I'm out of time. I was going to talk about Mary Poppins, but we'll get that another showbiz beat. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays. As I mentioned, it is Tom Hardy's birthday. Happy birthday, Tom. Let's talk about your sexuality, Tom.
Let's not.
38 years old today. Ben Schwartz, Clyde from House of Lies. He's 34 years old. Lisa Vanderpump. Sounds dirty. She's one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's 55. Oliver Stone turned 69 years old today, as does actor Tommy Lee Jones. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Look,
it's still going.
Oh, my Lord. Look, I'm sorry, but that's all the time we have for today's show.
Look, it's good to hear again. But that goes on for another, like, 7 minutes.
Yes.
Wow.
It's the Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. It's 10 minutes after 9.
We have important matters to get to. We cannot wait any longer.
Beer mug.
Yeah. You're a mess.
I know.
Had a birthday yesterday. As a human being.
I know, Ralph. I'm...
You don't know.
I'm bad.
If you knew, you wouldn't do what you do.
Why? What happened? I mean, how was I that bad?
Let's go back and talk about how you celebrated your birthday.
Okay.
All right. When did you go out?
Went out second half of the second Monday Night Football game last night.
Okay.
And second half of the second Monday Night Football game.
I don't know what time
that's
it was.
That's right, 8:30.
Yeah, clock? Do you have some sort of time-telling device?
I think it was like 8:30.
Okay.
And proceeded to go to my local watering hole, mm-hmm. and people were there in full force and proceeded to buy me birthday shot after birthday shot after birthday shot after
birthday
shot.
But you knowing that you had to work today, you're like, well, I got to sort of cut myself off here, guys. I'm having a great time, and thank you for the shots, but...
I have no self-control when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Or here's an idea. I know I have to work tomorrow at 5 a.m., so maybe I'll push my birthday celebration back to Friday night or Saturday night.
Oh, good thinking.
Free myself up to really enjoy myself and not have to deal with any repercussions.
Sure.
Well, now what's the point of celebrating your birthday on the day it happens?
What? We're saying you're not six. So you could delay it a couple of days.
You don't need your cake on the day because you've been marking the days on the calendar.
Yes, I do.
No, you're a grown-ass man. You're 32 years old.
I know.
All right, what time did you get in from your party this morning?
2:30.
So when a guy says 2:30, it means 3:30 or right. 4.
Possibly 4.
Yeah. And you're just to the gills with whatever shots you were drinking. I'm assuming it was something hideous.
Yeah, I was doing pickleback shots.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You're not a freaking 21-year-old.
Yeah,
you don't have to drink garbage shots.
I know.
You can just drink booze like a person.
I know. I had like some
pickleback. First of all, what's a pickleback shot?
It's where you take a shot of bourbon and then you back it with pickle juice.
What's wrong with disgusting. You?
What? Well, wait, if it's disgusting, why did you do it?
Because people were buying them for me.
Right, but can't you say, hey, it's my birthday, I would prefer something else.
No, but if it's free, I gotta drink it.
You can't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, I was taking any shot I could get, really.
There's so much wrong with that last sentence.
It's so not even funny anymore how sad your life is.
I did come.
Anything free, you'll just drink it. Like you're a geek in a sideshow eating chicken heads or something.
Ralph, if it was your birthday and people were buying you shot after shot, you wouldn't turn them down, would you?
It was if it was pickle juice involved.
You know what,
I'd
Ralph?
Say, you know what? Take that and shove it right back towards the bartender. That's what I would say.
And give me whatever.
And give me a shot of Jack.
I can't do that. I'm not able to do that.
What are you talking about?
I can't tell somebody to shove it when they're buying me shots.
He's exactly. He would say that.
Thank you.
Okay, okay.
I'd say pass. You know what I would like, though? I'd love a shot of Cuervo or love a shot of Kettle One.
I had that.
And most people, so you mixed everything?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever had a drink?
No, but I haven't had one in a while. And
You haven't had a drink in a while?
In a while.
That's a lie.
How long?
That's a lie.
That is a lie.
That was Monday night.
Like a week ago.
Hard alcohol, probably 3 weeks.
But you didn't forget how it works, right? You didn't forget the process of how to drink.
That's drinking 101. If you mix all different kinds of drinks, it's going to hurt you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew that.
So you just didn't give an F, basically, what happened.
All right.
Okay, well, that sums up your life in a tidy little nutshell.
So you go home. You say you get home at 2:30 or 3, whatever, mm-hmm. and then you have to be here at 5.
Yeah.
So then you called an Uber?
I called an Uber to get here, and I woke up. I didn't think I was going to make it into work.
Right.
First of all, I walked in here, saw Chip and Allie. And I was reeking like a booze factory.
As you are now, by the mm-hmm. way.
Yes. Did you smell it?
Yeah, yes. That's changed. Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the words you're
repugnant now more than usual.
You never want to hear the words, can you smell it? That's always bad. Nothing good comes after
it's
that.
It's never about lavender or bubblegum.
Nope, it isn't.
No. All right. So Mugs, Ubers to work. Now, it's what, 8 o'clock or 7:30?
8 o'clock.
So this morning, we want to get him to get food. So he's
one of his few duties that he still has here left on the Kevin and Bean Show.
He answers the phones.
Right,
now.
And he's got to get his food.
And he has
two
to get his
things
food.
Really he has to do.
So he came in and he was like, yeah, I got my car here. I'll drive. And I said, you know, there's no reason to, you know, push it. Let's just call an Uber again and go get us food in an Uber.
Which was smart, Kevin. I appreciate it. I very well could have gotten a DUI.
I appreciate it. So do all the drivers,
when
Kevin.
When I'm the person being smart, right. You're not in a good place.
Yeah.
Okay, so we say Periscope it.
Yeah. So we get an Uber for him to run to Taco Bell.
Yes.
That Uber driver must have been pleased as punch, too.
At what was the rate?
It was 3.2 times the normal rate.
3.2
because
times.
Of the rain, I guess, if the Ubers are in high demand.
Yeah,
right?
It's for Uber Plus or Uber X.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he shows up in the Uber, you get in, you start periscoping in, and you go to Taco Bell.
Right. And probably about 5 minutes into the ride, I had to tell him to pull over because Vomcano was a brewing, and it brewed.
Now, okay.
Well, let me tell you why. I wasn't feeling well.
Wait, you've already told
why
you're
going to throw up after drinking all night?
Hold, please.
Well, hold on. Okay. Kevin?
You were going to drive.
I know.
Had you driven, you would have had to pull yourself over and throw up.
Yeah.
In the rain, outside the car, like on your knees in the rain, in the gutter, just pickle juice vomit coming out from your,
please don't say
from
pickle
your
juice.
Driving debacle, drunken stupidity.
You know why he can say pickle juice? Because he's not an idiot. And he doesn't drink pickle juice shots. So you pull the Uber over and throw up.
Yeah, I tell
Ivan periscoping.
Ivan pulled over for me while periscoping, and I threw up.
But okay,
I think I would have been okay in my car.
Right?
Because,
sure. No, would have been completely different.
Well, no. Let me tell you why. Because Ivan, great guy, love him.
Right.
The 10 minutes.
Now you're gonna blame the Uber driver. I see he's coming down
but
the track.
His car smelled like a mixture of stale cigarettes and like bad air freshener.
Are you positive it didn't smell like pickle juice shots?
No, it didn't. It was stale cigarettes that he must.
So
have...
that so you throwing up is on him.
Yeah.
No,
it's
on
Ivan.
You know how whatever his car smelled like, it was better than you this morning.
You know when you
and
got...
he's lucky to have had whatever scent he had in his car when you got in.
I smelled way better than this car, Ralph.
No.
But have you guys ever smelled something when you're nauseous
yeah,
and it triggers you to
yeah.
That's what happened. I think I would have been okay. I would have been fine.
How many times did you throw up?
Total probably about six times.
Yeah, it was definitely the smell then.
No,
wait,
absolutely.
Sure.
Wait,
yeah.
How far, it triggered it.
How far is Taco Bell from here?
Probably about 1.3
so you
miles.
You went 1.3 miles and you threw up six times.
Yeah.
And you think you would have been fine if you drove.
Three times on the way there. Four.
Yep, that's good math. Keep
that's
going.
Good math. Keep
three
going.
Times on the way
right,
back.
So seven.
Three, four.
You could see it
six,
all on the
yeah,
periscope.
Six.
I saved the periscope. I blasted it out to the world. I'm slurring my words, aren't I?
By the way, that periscope makes me miss. Beans person.
How dare you, Chip?
Well, I mean, there's literally 9/10 of the screen is black. It's
well,
just,
see, I didn't
it's
know
darkened.
That.
And then you can just see a tiny little slip where you can see maybe part of his face.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Beer Mug did not execute this well?
It's probably a good thing.
I'm shocked.
It was my first day doing Periscope.
Right.
I literally downloaded it to do this food run.
Right.
In the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to work on the Periscope.
I know. You have to point the camera at what do you want people to see. It's crazy. It's so high tech.
Well, I didn't know there was a black line. Anyway, that's beside the point. I threw up a lot. Probably not the best periscope. Probably not the best way to come into work today.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So
I mean, we've all come in a little
worse for wear.
Worse for wear. And occasionally, if we're in Vegas or something, maybe a little drunk.
Yeah. Well, see, you guys know that I'm turning a new leaf, right?
We can tell.
Putting pot.
Yeah.
So I think
hold, please. Quick. So you're saying that we know that you're changing your life?
Yes.
That you're giving up pot.
Giving up pot.
Uh-huh.
Cutting back on the booze intake.
Sure. As of
yesterday.
Well, the more you replace booze with pickle juice, I guess you're just cutting it down on there.
You got to stop saying
would you like a pickle juice
no!
and bourbon shot right now with a raw
pickle
egg in
juice!
It?
No! Pickle juice!
No!
Pickle juice! Pickle juice!
Just a raw
stop!
Egg, some pickle juice, a little tomato juice, just a hair. Just a hair in it. And some gravy.
All right, Ralph, I need your ruling on this because when I was sending him for food, I said, take Uber, I'll pay for it. What if we didn't pay for it?
How's he going to learn his lesson, Kevin, if you pay for it?
That's
and
my point.
And you have to compensate his bad decision.
Are you serious, Kevin?
I think this will be a way. This lesson may stick with you a little bit if it took you a little out of pocket.
Can I get at least half of it?
Nope. Happy birthday.
God damn it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42. Ralph Garman is here for a final look at the showbiz beat for today.
Last showbiz, I talked about the fact that we may have a new winner in the Celebrity Bad Baby Name Derby. Mm-hmm. Ashley Scott, lovely and talented actress. I remember her from Birds of Prey. Remember Birds of Prey?
I don't.
It was a show on the, I want to say CW?
Birds of Prey.
Maybe Fox back in the day. It was one of the early comic book shows. It never really took hold, but it was a story of Black Canary and Huntress and Oracle all working together.
Yeah, I don't remember
Barbara
that at all.
Gordon. Mm-hmm. It was a goodie. She is now on a show called Unreal. She and her husband just welcomed their second child into the world, a daughter named Isla.
Isla. Mm-hmm.
View Hart.
Isla View.
Say it faster.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, oh, f*** you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That happened. So listener Orlando wrote in, I wish Kevin Bacon would have named his kid Christopher Peter Bacon. Crispy Bacon.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Kevin, you have no imagination, Kevin Bacon. If you had any nads at all, you would have named your kid Crispy Bacon.
Crispy Bacon! I like it.
I do too. A little programming note, don't forget tonight on TLC at 8 o'clock p.m., our favorite game show, Labor Games, returns. That's right, Labor Games. That's the game where women on the verge of motherhood, just I don't know how many centimeters they are dilated, but they're ready to go.
Right.
They're ready to push. And that's when they wheel a game show into their room and start playing for diapers and stuff.
And they say, can you hold that?
Can can you put your knees together for it? We have a show to do, lady. And they bring the big board out and they ask them questions and they give them prizes. It's the best thing ever. Labor Games is on tonight. Two episodes back to back at 8 p.m. Our friend Lisa Arch is the host of that. So I want to give you a heads up. I think it's a great idea. Unlike Joe Jonas getting a new band, that's not a great idea.
It's not ideal.
His new band is DNCE. That's dance without the A. I don't get it. But that's what it is.
Seems weird.
It's better when you say it like this. That's dance without the A.
But not much better.
No, not much better. They just released their first single. It's a catchy little tune. Talk about something we all love. Cake by the ocean. You know how you love to eat some cake by the ocean? You know your driveway out there to the beach and get yourself a nice cake? And just start digging into your cake by the ocean?
That sounds terrible.
It does sound
awful. Sand everywhere?
Sand in your cake.
That doesn't sound good.
It's a nightmare. Much like the song is. Here's their single. Yeah! Cake by the ocean. Allie, you may have some competition.
For my cake by the ocean?
No.
Oh.
For your claim to be world's biggest Star Wars fan.
Oh.
Who? Let's do this.
This is going to surprise you, I think.
Really?
Janelle Monáe claims
really?
That she's the world's biggest Star Wars fan. Oh, Roland is screaming right now somewhere listening to his radio.
That's quite a bold prediction, knowing how many people are crazy for that.
Maybe it has something to do with that she's just been named the face of CoverGirl's new Star Wars makeup line. Okay, all right, listen. Disney, I have nothing against you making a buck. Little BB-8 toys, the lightsabers, action figures, I get it. But you don't need to get into this Star Wars makeup line. We don't need Darth Vader's smoky black eyeshadow or whatever you're trying to sell us. Stormtrooper lip gloss. We don't need any of that.
This is going to be a steady stream of stuff between now and when the movie
never
comes out,
ending.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said, throughout all of my work, I've had a strong science fiction element.
What?
Really? Yeah, the new Star Wars CoverGirl collection will be on sale later this month, so you can get your Jar Jar Binks Rouge sometime at a Walmart near you.
I hope
you.
That's a thing. So,
me too.
Misa no like pale cheeks.
Says Jar Jar. It's just one of the commercials I'm looking forward to. We talked about how Arnold Schwarzenegger has taken over the reins of Celebrity Apprentice from Donald. Of course, Donald being Trump. Donald said yesterday that Americans are rejecting the false portrayals of him in the news. You know, it's like an arrogant butthead. They're rejecting that. They know better. The public is not a big believer in the press, which tells you the public is very, very smart. Yes, Donald, your supporters are just the smartest people we know.
But only your supporters.
When I got to the top of the polls, he said, I was getting articles that were unbelievable, that had nothing to do with the truth. He said, they don't really want to hear the truth regarding the media. No, we don't.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
Yes. And he's very rich. It's one of the good things about him.
It's true.
He's very, very rich.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
Looks like the season opener of South Park, which premieres tomorrow night, will feature a shot at Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, they're consistent.
Yes. Various sources showed a picture from the upcoming 19th season premiere with Butters, Stan, Kyle, and Jimmy looking on in mild distress as a bruised and broken Eric Cartman recovers in a hospital bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's like Eric may have gone through the transition.
Oh, Cartman.
Yeah. Comedy Central noted on a Twitter feed that the boys expressed their utmost respect for Caitlyn Jenner. So, we'll have to wait and see what that brings. Those guys are always pushing the envelope. God bless them.
Yes, they are.
And this is interesting television. The A&E Network says they will be doing a one-hour special called Cosby, The Women Speak, this Thursday at 9 p.m. The special will reportedly give the women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault a chance to make their grievances public. And this includes interviews with more than a dozen of the women, including actress Louisa Moritz, publicist Joan Tarshis, and model Beverly Johnson. I'm glad. I'm glad they're going even more public with this. Maybe if the public hears their stories, it'll even lessen the amount of people who somehow still believe that this is all some giant conspiracy.
It's hard for me to imagine that anybody still really believes that.
Yeah.
Conspiracy.
Damon Wayans, please pick up a white courtesy phone. Damon Wayans to the white courtesy phone. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ben Schwartz from House of Lies is 34 years old today. Actor Tom Hardy turns 38. Lisa Vanderpump, Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, is 55. That sounds like a fictional name, doesn't it?
Sure does.
The Vanderpumps. Oliver Stone, 69. Actor Tommy Lee Jones celebrates his 69th birthday. Remember The Fugitive? How good was he in The Fugitive?
He was really good.
I didn't kill her. I don't care. Great line. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got your tickets for Danny Elfman, Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl, which, by the way, the pre-sale goes on here in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
10 o'clock, the pre-sale. The K-Rock password is K-Rock Nightmare, and you can buy those before they go on sale to the public Friday at noon.
I thought our show was the K-Rock Nightmare. How can they use that? How can they use that as a password?
That's just
our thing.
I think they use it pretty much for everything.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So that is tomorrow morning. We'll give you some tickets for that. We also have Petros Papadakis talking about college football. USC and UCLA look good. And comedian Jay Moore in studio. That's tomorrow morning.